In the gospel reading today, we hear about these people who are seeking the Lord. And obviously, it's a wonderful thing if people are seeking the Lord. But then we have to ask the question of why, because Jesus makes it clear why they're seeking him. Not because you saw the signs, but because you ate your fill of the bread. So in other words, when we even look at why we're here today, we're here because we believe in the Lord. But we have to look a little deeper. Are we here because of what we can get? Are we here for a selfish reason? Or are we here for Jesus? That's really what it comes down to. These people were seeking Jesus, which is a great thing, but they were seeking him for totally selfish reasons. We should be seeking God because he's God. We should be seeking God because he is to be loved. He is to be worshiped. That is actually our greatest dignity, to be able to be united with God. And to be united with God is only going to happen through love. Only when we are loving God with our whole heart and soul and strength will we have complete union with the Lord. Now, in case there's any question, we can look at the first reading. And we see Stephen being dragged before the Sanhedrin, and all these people bringing false accusations against him, some similar to what they did to our Lord. And we ask ourselves, what was Stephen's response? It simply says his face was like that of an angel. He was at peace. These people are making all kinds of false accusations. They want to put him to death. Now ask yourself, what would your response be? Would we lose our peace? Would we lash out? Would we start screaming at these people? Would we start saying this is a bunch of false nonsense and this is wrong and blah, blah, blah? We'd be right in saying all of that. But we look at what happens within and we take our eyes off of Jesus. And we take our eyes off Jesus, we lose our peace. Stephen didn't take his eyes off the Lord. He stayed at peace. In other words, if you look at that in another way, he was simply focused on serving the Lord. Whatever it was that God was going to ask of him, it didn't matter. He just wanted to do God's will. He wanted to be one with the Lord. So he was at peace. Ultimately, we know what happened to him. He becomes the first martyr. And even in that, as they're stoning him to death, he prays for the people. He's still at peace. He's not lashing out once again. He kept his focus on the Lord. So now it's a great opportunity for each one of us to look at that and ask, how do I do? And thankfully, none of us has been dragged before some court and a bunch of false accusations. Maybe some of that has happened to, and it's just some of us, but it's maybe not in court, but maybe people have accused you falsely of different things. But just look at your day-to-day life. How often do we lose our peace? How often do we take our eyes off the Lord? And even that point alone, to look at it and say, okay, if I go to adoration every day, I'll have peace. That's true. Is that why you're going to adoration? Because I will have peace? No, we're at adoration to love and worship the Lord. We're at Mass to love and worship the Lord. That's what we really want to look at. Deep within our own self, where's the selfishness? Do I want Jesus for what I can get from him? Or do I want to love the Lord? That's what we see in this. If we're looking for him selfishly, we're not going to have the peace. There'll be some, yes, but not like what Stephen had. Stephen had that peace. His face was like that of an angel because he was solely focused on the Lord. There was nothing selfish. And that's what is possible for you and me as well. It doesn't come naturally to us, obviously. Selfishness does. I mean, all you have to do, if any of you have had any little kids, you know. We come into the world as the most selfish little creatures on the face of the earth. Now, it's necessary when you're a baby in order to survive. When you're two, it's really irritating. When you're a teenager, it's even worse. But the whole goal of the Christian life is to overcome the selfishness. Remember, Jesus said, the greatest commandment, love God with your whole heart and soul and strength. He's not saying, see what you can get from this. It's not, yes, I mean, what our Lord is giving, because remember, love is a two-way street. It's both giving and receiving. So our Lord is giving himself absolutely 100% to you. So when you receive communion today, yes, you are gaining the single greatest thing that we can do ever. It's union with the Lord. But that's his gift to you. In other words, if we're coming to Mass saying, I just want to have Jesus in me, which is a good thing, we want that, but if that's the reason we're here, it's still not the best, most perfect reason. We want to be here to love him because he's here to love us. That's what he's doing. He's loving you. He's not looking at it and saying, oh, I hope these people come to Mass so that they can give something to me. He's saying, no, I want them to be here so I can give myself to them. So we then should be looking at it and saying, I don't want to come to Mass for what I can get. I want to come to Mass for what I can give. I want to love the Lord. That's the most perfect disposition that we can have. When we can have that disposition, not only with regard to Mass, but then it goes out from there. It has to start here, obviously, because this is where the most perfect worship of God takes place. So if we can get focused in on what we should be about here, then we can take it outside from here. Then we can start keeping our focus on the Lord. We can look at that throughout our day, no matter what it is that's happening, no matter what struggles and difficulties, problems come along, we can continue to pray. We can continue to focus on the Lord. We can offer that up. We can be united with the Lord in the midst of the suffering, whatever it is. Then we can maintain our peace because we maintain our focus. It's doing it for him. It's not about me. It's about him. So remember, it's a two-way street. He loves me. My response, yes, I'm to receive that love. Now I have to love him in return. So my focus should be on him because his focus is on me. What a beautiful thing. But what a tragedy if his focus is on me and my focus is on me. How sad is that? Then it's not love. His is perfect love. Mine is not. So that's what we want to keep working at. So you can keep looking within your own self and saying, am I losing my peace? Am I getting all anxious and upset? That means I took my focus off the Lord and I put it back on me. So if we learn from St. Stephen. This is the fruit of his prayer. This is the fruit of his disposition to love God with his whole heart and soul and strength, that his face was like that of an angel, and he was totally at peace, and he was filled with charity, even for the people who put him to death. That didn't rock him, because his focus was on heaven. It was on the Lord. That's where he wanted to be. That's who he wanted to be with. That's who he had union with here, and that's where he was going to have union with the Lord after he died. That can be our focus as well. And when that focus is there, the peace will be there. And then just think, all the makeup and all the garbage that people like to put on their face, forget it. Your face will be like that of an angel. Imagine that. You'll be beautiful. Well, you are anyway, because God made you in his image and likeness. But you don't have to put all that junk on anymore, because you'll glow. You'll be like an angel, and you'll be at peace, because you're being loved by the Lord, and in return, you're loving him with your whole heart and soul and strength.